Vitutuspodilla, alkuperäissarja. Vitutuspodi. Joo, 2-1 nyt. Tai se vähän riippuu tosta, miten tää alkaa. Mä en jaksa tätä chattia tuohon juoksemaan taustalla. Mutta ei mulla se muuta, että katsotaan tää pätkä ja live from Suomi, Finland, perkele! Oi, Blenrock. Alat tuuttaa sisältöäsi. Suomalaiselle silmille. Tässä on pieni odottelu. Te pääsitte taas ihan just suoraan tämän näkemään. Noin minuutin päästä näkee tän Lenokin toivan, joten sen levyjen rikkomisen Taylor Swiftin. Näette uusimpia ja vanhoja. Onko tässä ihan kohtillaan, joten otetaan tää vätkä silleen ilman no comments. Tuolla pihalaru muuten raketit paukkuu, niin koska mun pikkujalta paloi niin hienosti. Mä palaan ihan just. Kattokaa sillä välin tää pätkä. Tässä on chatti.
Hey guys, welcome to Board Smashing. Today, we're gonna be smashing music. Just kidding, we're gonna be smashing Taylor Swift. Get your mind out of the gutter. This is a family-friendly PG clean channel. When it wants to be.
Besides, I already have a video called Board Smashing Music. Two of them, in fact, and in the second one from 7 years ago, Taylor Swift just happened to be one of the songs on the radio I destroyed. Crazy coincidence, right? Check it out if you want, because it's still very culturally relevant.
It came full circle! God, what is this? Let's begin! Oops. Wrong Taylor Swift. This one is from the hit Disney Channel show Bizardvark.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, bro. Keep on being negative and making the world a worse place.
All right. Whoa. Full circle. I better keep my promise. Here's her newest recycled album.
1989, Taylor's version. Only a decade off of perfection.
But before I begin, I just want to make it clear that I don't hate Taylor Swift. In fact, 1989 is the album with the most songs I don't hate. So when the 1989 re-recording came out, I was curious enough to listen to the whole thing. And you know how some people don't like song covers because they're used to the original? Yeah, I'm just gonna listen to the originals. I also don't hate Swifties! They're the first fanbase that wants me to buy more copies of something to destroy because they understand capitalism, even though they won't get anything in return for it. And for me, these are tax write-offs.
And so with that being said, let's unbox it!
What? Did you expect a crazy and unhinged unboxing?
Give me some more credit.
I would never do that to the Crystal Skies Blue Edition.
It has Begging for More of Your Money, 2 Let's Plays,
probably of Slenderman, because what else could make her scream like that?
Peter by my.
5 previously unreleased songs from the vault? Is there a reason why they had to be locked up? And unique photos. I should do the same if I ever decide to release merch again.
And here they are! For $40 only! Not bad for someone's vacation photos. And this is way too many words for Swifties. I hate reading too. Let's just remove the music. 2 giant dinner plates? This must be the most wasteful way to listen. We're gonna reduce waste by listening to them on this. Sustainably made. Perfect for her recycled music. Let's unbox.
I hope this pleases you, Mother Nature.
Now before I smash it, I'm gonna play one of her songs for you guys so that I can show I respect her as an artist.
Let's spin her right around and start the music.
Copyright.
Ah! Sorry, force of habit.
I thought I just heard YouTube copyright and my monetization defenses kicked in.
Oh well.
Good thing we have another, so we can still have a listen.
Copyright everything.
I was right! YouTube copyright is still after me after all these years! Ugh! We gotta find a more discreet and less obnoxious way to listen to Taylor Swift! Like the Crystal Skies Blue Edition CD!
What is she screaming about now?
Much smaller and more subtle.
We also get a poster of her manifesto and her looking hot! Which is probably why her ice cream is melting.
I like it! I'm gonna save this poster for personal use.
This shit's not even in focus.
Now, let's have a listen. Whoa! Why did it get windy all of a sudden? Gotcha! You're not gonna escape me from showing off her talent!
Spoiler, ei lähe päälle.
Come on! Damn it!
I forgot how delicate this audio format can be.
We need something with a tougher shell, and to put this thing out of its misery. Humane thing to do. Boom! All digital, baby! The format normal people use, and it has zero chance of getting destroyed. Now, I may have said that I didn't like any of the re-recordings, but I actually do like one of the songs from the vault.
This one! Wait. Why isn't it playing? And why is it censored?
What music streaming service is this?
And deep.
Crap.
Copyright and demonetize everything.
I was wrong! We have to go back to audio formats only weird people use!
You don't understand.
Side tangent! Can you believe it's cheaper to get a device that lets you access all the information in the world than an obsolete piece of plastic that needs another obsolete piece of plastic to make noise?
Crazy, right?
Speaking of that,
I think I found the answer to my situation. And it's this cassette tape. Oops.
No worries.
It's small and tough.
See? Still perfectly fine. We still have an inner shell protecting the music.
We also have another poster. Nothing can stop me now from showing how much I respect her art.
No, don't.
Ha! There's nothing you can do now!
Okay, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey, it's Taylor. Taylor Swift. Don't adjust your whatever device you're hearing this on. It's me. Hi. And if you're listening to this tape, you're one of the worthless YouTubers who contributes nothing to society. Now here's 13 reasons why you should kill yourself.
That's not advertiser friendly. And not actually her voice.
Yeah, thanks. But why was that on the tape? Is it on every copy?
No, she looked you up when you gave her your shipping info, saw what you did, and made that special edition for you.
Is that why these came weeks late after release? Another side tangent! The new billionaire should recognize all the complaints of super late pre-orders and do something to fix it!
It's not just you. She sent those special edition tapes to several other YouTubers.
But why?
A lot of them made parodies of her songs ages ago, and she wanted to copyright claim them, but couldn't. And what you've been trying to do will give her the right to do so.
You mean... you're not just a fictional character in my head and playing copyrighted music will affect me in the real world too?
Now you finally get it.
Is that why you've been trying to stop me from playing any of her music since 2016?
Wow, you finally understand I was just trying to protect your investments.
You pushed me off a roof!
You hit me with a hammer so we're even.
But you started it!
I was just trying to show you how hard you will fall off if you keep losing money to copyright.
Whatever, I already fell off. Metaphorically and physically.
So you're not gonna try harder to fell on? Don't you want to be as famous as Taylor Swift?
Of course I'm gonna try! Why else do you think we're having this convoluted argument? But I would never want to be Taylor Swift. Paparazzi and fans stalking you everywhere? Having to sneak around them? And they all know and care about everything you do in your personal life! I would rather fall off, metaphorically, not physically, than be at the top!
Wow, that was some poetic code.
And if she hates YouTubers like me and doesn't respect my art, I'm not gonna do the same to hers!
But you started it, whatever. Just make sure there's no copyright.
No problem!
Some parts of these scenes are a work of fiction, and again that was not actually Taylor Swift's voice. I just saved his ass from getting sued. Hopefully.
After the big drop, it actually still works.
What did we just talk about?
Oh, right! Copyright! Wait, it's good friend of the channel, Stock Music! Thanks for, hopefully, saving me!
I was the one who put that disc in there as a safeguard.
Thanks! Couldn't you have just done that the first time instead of pushing me off a fucking roof? Now I'm gonna continue to do what the Swifties want and buy more copies. But she puts out way too many variants to scam more money from superfans, which I support, but I'm just gonna limit myself to the piss-colored variants. Let's start with the one I had to buy from a scalper. The Sunrise Boulevard Yellow Edition CD. Thanks, scalper!
Even though I hate scalpers, I support them because they're doing whatever the hell they want with something they bought. Does that remind you of a certain someone?
And the scalper wasn't responsible for this.
God damn it!
If you think that's bad, imagine what this is doing to our youth's ears.
Hello again, delicate little format. I forgive you for being you!
Oh no! Another 13 Reasons Why reference! Ugh!
We need to get rid of all the evidence! Perfect!
Might as well get rid of more evidence.
Oh, crisis averted.
And with this final piece of obsolescence, let's introduce it to some real music. Another copy, except this time it's Target exclusive.
Meaning we get another out of focus poster of her repenting for her sins? Ah, but she's still obsessed with me! Stop contacting me! Now, it's time for some heavy metal! Now let's take a look at the Sunrise Boulevard Yellow Edition dinner plate.
You know why they want you to buy all four versions? So they can sell you some ugly $40 shelves for you to display them all on.
But who would want to display this? There is no reason why anyone would be laying down or sitting like that. The poses on all the other exclusive covers look normal except for the piss yellow one. Great.
Damn, even better. Which one was it? Not that one. It was both.
Aw, man. Now matches.
Now for some heavier metal. Let's introduce it to some... I'm not even gonna make this terrible pun.
It's kinda shaped like a seagull now. Coincidence? At least it's finally over.
We interrupt your cleaning time lapse to bring breaking news! Taylor Swift just released another piss-colored record, only at Target. Now, back to your regularly scheduled video if you didn't click off thinking it was over.
Of course it's Target exclusive.
And it's the only one that actually has value. An exclusive bonus track where you literally can't listen to anywhere else.
More like 1984, am I right?
But I lost my ability to... So, I can only cope by providing some bonus content of my own. My mixtape! I'm not kidding. Some of these pre-orders came weeks late, but it makes it all worth it because you also get some confetti with it too. Woo!
Celebration! Heaviest metal!
Ah! My mixtape is too fire! We have to smother it with the 1989 Taylor's Version cardigan!
4XL for extra smothering!
Ooh! Woo! Ah!
Ei jumalauta.
Maybe mother can smother.
Ei sekään auta.
I now know why I shouldn't do overhead fire shots.
Yes, that is my personal phone.
Aw, yeah, this method works way better. I now remember what this album cover reminds me of.
Well, that was a unique board smashing, but why did it feel so familiar?
Let's introduce it to some real music.
Now, it's time for some heavy metal. Let's introduce it to some...
I'm not even gonna make this terrible pun.
Mother!
Wait, I made a re-recording?
No! I've become another Taylor Swift!
Boy, eh.
Well, if I'm the next Taylor Swift,
I better go to one of her concerts to see what she can do to improve!
I'm not wearing this ugly-ass shirt out in public, though.
I better cover my ears, cause once the music starts, the bleeding will too!
Wait! This isn't a Taylor Swift concert! Where's Faith?
My eyes! Still better than Taylor Swift!
Well guys, thank you for watching!
Comment, like, and subscribe, and I'll see you guys later. Bye!
Ja ehkä tähän loppuu filmi. En tiedä. Ei loppunut vielä.
Tai ihan now I'm gonna start playing my copyrighted music so I can steal all of the ad revenue from this video.
Not on my watch. Copyright. 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 Strike. Once again, I saved his ass and that was not actually her voice.
Wow! I forgive you now!
You do?
We'll see.
Modern design built to last with better durability against accidental drops. Yeah, yeah, we're about to test that.
Ah!
Damn! They weren't lying.
Ah! Oh my god, what the hell?
Cheap ass table. It's actually not fine after this, so I have to cover it up for storyline's sake now because I don't feel like ordering another one!
Oh no! Another
I thought these were gonna be actual Polaroids, but no, they're cheap, easily rippable paper. Ugh.
I swear she cursed this video so nothing can go right, and now I look like someone who regrets their breakup.
I'm pretty sure I broke the motor that spins the record after dropping it multiple times to get the right shot, so yeah, for storyline's sake, I had to spin the record manually each time. Beautiful!
Despite everything that went wrong, the way I broke this phone was perfection! If you take a closer look, you can see that due to the broken screen, my profile picture is perfectly blending together with the 1989 album cover! I did not edit or plan this, it just proves I am Taylor Swift!
Tämä ja kaikki muut podcastit ja jaksot löydät potilasta podilla.fi.